And if they want to convict somebody, they can put you into it.
Yes, it seems to be the system.
That's right, the system. The system made you, and the system can make you, and the system can break you. And that's the reason that I always hesitate to tell my friends to right now, even though I've spent a life in public office, and I've got nothing in the world to be ashamed of that I know of, I hesitate because I've asked so many of them and people that know and young fellas that I wouldn't ever thought that would have done things like that. You get to checking on them right very close, you'll find out that they're guilty in some way. Well, now, Nixon may be guilty of some things. He may be guilty of evading some of his taxes. Well, he was doing just like Johnson, like Truman, just like the rest of them have done. They set the example and he was following it. Well, there's my friend Jim. He studied law in my law office when he was in the university. He was a rich man's son. He had all the money in the world he needed. He didn't need any money. He got up there with all this farm program stuff. He got to creating it. And you got to get more of it. And there's no telling how many million dollars that he's gotten out of the farm program alone.
I've read that.
He's gotten it legally now, yes. Mind you, he's gotten it legally. He created the law himself and had the power to do it. He created the law himself and he's gotten millions and millions of dollars out of it. And he's a multi-millionaire today. He's one of the finest fellows at all. It's a system, you see? It's a system back there. It'll take a good fellow like that and they get in there and I don't know.
Your other senator, Senator Stennis, seems to be more modest, isn't he?
Well, John Stennis, he likes money all right, but he's inherently honest. Old John is. He's honest John anywhere you take him. I guess I had more to do with him being United States Senator than anybody in Mississippi. Because if you'd have stayed on a circuit judge, he wouldn't have lived just a few years longer. Because he was going nearly crazy in the circuit judge's office. He'd worry himself to death, worrying over his lawsuits. I says, John and Judge Coleman, another friend, he's on the Court of Appeals at New Orleans. He's a great man, too. He was Attorney General of Mississippi and what have you. Well, we all used to room right next to each other and go to the bar meeting down on the coast, have a big time. John never would drink, but Coleman and I would. Not much, but just enough to have a good time. And John was just worrying over courts and lawsuits. And I said, John, why in the devil don't you get out of this business